Peter Wilkins, described as an experienced blind techie, recently wrote in an article that expensive white goods such as washing machines, tumble dryers, cookers, fridges and microwaves are moving towards displaying what they're doing on shiny flat screens in great numbers, and that these everyday and very useful products are effectively shutting a large number of consumers out, specifically blind and partially sighted consumers. Peter wrote that article with the Research Institute for Disabled Consumers, or RIDC for short, for the Disability Horizons website, and he's one of RIDC's product reviewers and testers. He's also posted his comments about products on the charity's Rate It website, where anyone who's disabled or elderly can post their own comments about the accessibility and ease of use of any sort of equipment and service. We talked to Peter about his consumer testing for and with RIDC, but first we asked him a bit more about his views that the design of some domestic equipment is going in the wrong direction, as far as many vision-impaired people are concerned.
Many blind people will find ways of coping with flat screens, touch screens, etc., but there'll be a lot who can't manage it, and I think it's important that we do maintain press buttons and marked dials, etc., for everybody, because it's much easier to do that anyway than to fiddle around with a touch screen, even if you do find a workaround.
And away from touch screens, I mean, just display screens, presumably they're the worst of all sorts, because you can't touch them, you don't get any speech feedback, and yet all the information you need is on a screen.
That's right, yes. What I do when I buy any item, whether it be a white goods or a piece of hi-fi equipment, I always go to the store with a recording device and I record the whole control panel and the whole menu structure so that I can then go home and have more information than otherwise I would have.
So you've got a kind of audio picture, if you like, of what the display screen or what the controls look like.
Yes.
And in terms of other people's comments, do you talk to people who share your worries and do you read about concerns about domestic goods generally?
Increasingly, yes. People are very afraid that they want to buy a washing machine and might not be able to find one that they can actually use. I know that these days people are using the smart speaker devices to control some of their domestic equipment, but not everybody wants to do that. And I haven't gone down the road of getting an Amazon Echo or anything like that, or a Google Home. I know about them, but I don't think I really want one at the moment.
So the knobs, the dials, the controls, the tactile side of this domestic equipment seems to be key to all of this.
I think it's very important, yes. It would be ideal if we could have things marked in Braille for those of us who use Braille. And there are still one or two places where you can get that done, but it's not as easy as it used to be. You can also get your social services department to come round and mark something for you, or your local blind society. They will use things like bump-ons or high marks, something similar. What I do, sometimes if we get a piece of equipment and it's not brailled when we get it, and as a temporary measure, I will mark the panel with dots for the bits that we need to use until such time as it is brailled.
And is this a weak link in the system? We sometimes hear that people say, if only I could have this marked up from source. In other words, the retailer marking this up for me before they deliver it or at the point of delivery.
That would be excellent, yes. Some of the stuff we have has pointers, so you can use the clock face system. So it's not as important then to get it marked quickly. If somebody says that's 3 o'clock for this and 4 o'clock for that, or so many clicks, that's okay. But to have it marked in the way that a sighted person would have it marked, they wouldn't dream of selling something to a sighted person without markings. So why do it to blind people?
Now, RIDC, the Research Institute for Disabled Consumers, runs product testing and it asks people who are elderly or disabled to test domestic equipment in the main. You're a part of the consumer panel for that. How does it work?
They will contact you and ask you if you are willing to take part in a particular test. And then you write back and say yes or no. And if you say yes, then they will send you written information and you just have to complete a small questionnaire how you're going to do it and make sure that you do it properly. And then when you've done the research, then you have to fill in a questionnaire as to how you went. Now, I've done several of these. Sometimes it's involved visiting a shop or two on a particular subject, such as visiting various mobile phone shops and asking specific questions that they give you to ask. I've had a couple of interviews at home where people have come to see me to discuss things like broadband facilities and how communications companies treat people with disabilities. And that was also done as a video. I've also taken part in telephone research where they've just given you a few numbers to ring on a specific subject. And again, you have the series of questions. You ask the questions over the phone to the stores or whatever it is. And then you write up your report using their template.
And are you doing this as a kind of mystery shopper? In other words, does the person...
Very much so.
The person at the other end doesn't know that you're calling from RIDC, as it were, part of their consumer panel.
That's right. You're just an ordinary shopper.
And on top of that, I know that they also have a web service that has a telephone backup where you can go on the Rate It website and actually give your own personal comments about how you found a piece of domestic equipment, how accessible it is, how easy to use, etc. You're involved with that as well, or at least you have been.
I have been, yes, and I will do in the future. You can go online and fill a form in about equipment that you've bought. It doesn't have to be new equipment, it can be something you've had for years. But if you know something about it which you think might benefit other blind people, then it's worth doing it. And as you said, if you're not happy about filling in these things on the website, then RIDC will do a telephone appointment with you and write the review at their end.
So, if you'd like to contribute to the Research Institute for Disabled Consumers Rate It review site, and remember this can be done just as easily over the phone as online, then the website itself can be found at www.rateit.ridc.org.uk. That's www.rateit.org.uk. RIDC.org.uk. And the phone number to ring to review over the phone, or should you just want to ask anything more about contributing to Rate It, is 020-7427-2460. That's 020-7427-2460. And you might want to also ask about joining RIDC's reviewers panel, should that be of interest to you. And incidentally, we also mentioned the Disability Horizons website, which aims to give a voice to all disability issues, and that can be found at www.disabilityhorizons, all run together as one lowercase word, .com.
InfoSound.